Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 15th of March. Starting off with 88 Energy, where we've seen the shares hit that rather ambitious trendline target there from July. 1.2 pence, need an end-of-day close back above that to deliver a possible new target there. As high as 1.6 pence, which is an April resistance line projection. Stop loss at the moment, probably the tightest that it could be is an end-of-day close back below today's open at 1.05, otherwise back below the 1 pence level. On to a stock which hasn't had much coverage here before, but we've got Condor Gold, and the signal here, the reason for the shares appearing here is a gap through the 50-day moving average at 48 pence. The current situation is that we've got the shares just approaching that line of resistance from May at 53 pence. End of day close above that could open the door towards the top of a rising trend channel from back at the end of 2018, as high as 80 pence as soon as the end of next month. So decent setup there. End of day close back below the 50-day line is the tightest stop loss there, otherwise back below 45 if you can afford that on a technical basis. Couldn't resist looking at CapEx again, given that when it moves rather well. Here the signal is an end of day close, or actually a bear trap rebound from below 8 pence, which we had last week. While we're above 8 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we've got the 50-day line at 10 pence as the initial target at the February resistance line. Big picture target here over the next 2 to 3 months as high as 20 pence, which is an August resistance line projection from last year. A stop loss, I suppose, the obvious one is back below last week's intraday low, which was around the 7.1 pence level. So not a bad setup there. Overall looking and feeling bullish given the way that we've had the shares above at or above the 200-day line, which is rising at 6 pence, the back line there, and we've been above there since August. So multiple support points there above the 200-day line suggest this is an overall bullish situation, and just coming up to a buy cross there in the MACD window as well, just for those who like that kind of thing. On to a stock which is also looking pretty chirpy today, and it's got reasonable comments on Twitter as well, Europa Metals. Here we've broken a line of resistance from August and the 50-day moving average at 9.77. Above that particular combo, looking for at least a retest of the August peak at 17 pence. Big picture target here over the next 2 to 3 months as high as 35 pence. So plenty to look forward to here, especially given the way that we are finally breaking out after many months of consolidation. The tighter the consolidation and the longer the period of that consolidation, the greater the breakout can tend to be. So let's see if that theory works. Another stock with decent news flow today, is quite a cracker, I think, from memory, is Ferroalloy Resources, if I can say it properly. Here, an end of day close above the 12.5 pence January resistance could take us up to the top of the rising trend channel from September at 20 pence, and that could happen by the end of this month, and the way things are going, even by the end of this week. Otherwise, looking for, I suppose, a reversal overall of the decline that we saw for the shares down from 35 to 40 pence in 2019. So this could be the start of a decent move. If you're cautious, maybe wait for an end of day close through 16 pence, which was that September peak. That would be neckline resistance, and breaking that could accelerate the turnaround for Ferroalloy Resources. On to Gfinity, which seems to have done better since it put itself up for sale. I think that's what's going on there. Here we've got another bear trap rebound. In this case, 4 pence was the bear trap level we had last week below that. Didn't touch the 200-day line, which is a positive. And today, all of today's price action is above 4 pence, so that's looking good. Also, last week's price action was a bear trap below the floor of the rising trend channel from March last year. And above 4 pence, we're looking for a 2 to 3 month target here as high as 10 pence, which seems rather ambitious. But in these current market conditions, anything is possible. On to KP2, which is a nice situation, nice chart as well. Here we've got the shares trying to break out for the third time through the 1.2 pence level. I would have thought it should be third time lucky. We've got a MACD buy cross there as well, which is looking quite handy. And basically, we've also broken a line of resistance from, or breaking a line of resistance from back in June. End of day close above that, around 1.1 pence plus, should be enough to take us to the top of the channel at 2 pence, that channel from June last year, by the end of next month. Stop loss, I suppose, the best one at the moment, an end of day close back below the 50-day moving average at 0.85. On to a situation which looks like it's new and ready to go. Here we've got Mobility One, and here the shares have broken that line of resistance from August. That was at 12 pence, so above that, on an end-of-day close basis, we're hoping for 30 pence as soon as the end of next month, if we get the kind of price action that we had last July when there was a decent flurry to the upside. Rising 50-day moving average at 10.84 pence, the end-of-day close stop loss. You can see again MACD buy cross, which looks quite handy at the moment. On to a stock which was one of my stocks of the year. You can see it on the Share Talk somewhere. Done rather well. I just like the name, I suppose, in the first instance, but the concept was also good, the fundamental one. Here we've got a beautiful break after the key reversal to the upside on Friday. Beautiful break to the upside again today, above the late February resistance at 23 pence, looking for 50 to 55 pence, which is that December resistance line projection. Could see that as soon as the end of next month, or I suppose if you're a fan of the shares, by the end of this week. Metal NRG is back as well, which is a company I like interviewing. Hopefully there'll be one again soon. Here we've had a beautiful break of the 50-day moving average, 0.73, also a break of last month's intraday peak at 8.83 pence, and while we're above that, looking to 1.6 pence by the end of next month. Hopefully we'll get a repeat of the kind of move that we had at the beginning of October or during October for those shares, and we'll retest that particular zone. Lots of excitement last night on Twitter and beyond with Omega Diagnostics and its £374 million contract. Slightly disappointing, I suppose, in terms of the price action today, especially if you couldn't sleep looking forward to the shares being at £2 or £3 this morning. But at least we can say that if we get a decent close through the £1 level early this week, we should be on our way, hopefully, towards the £1.80 target, which is an April resistance line projection, maybe as soon as the end of next month. Stop loss today's intraday low around 92 pence on an end of day close basis. But as long as we're above the 80 pence level, we are looking bullish for this situation. Just a couple of shares to go now. First one is Premier African, which it would have been rude not to look at today. We had the shares hit the rather ambitious target there at 0.45. In fact, we overshot it on Friday. Currently, we're looking at probably what will be an inside day, almost certainly will be an inside day, and just want to see whether the shares can break that 0.4 pence resistance of the start today, either later in the session or early this week, and see if we can retest 0.5 pence. But good action here in terms of consolidating in the 0.3 pence zone and above for today's session. That is quite a plus after the gains that we've already seen. So holding on to most of the gains on that situation. Obscure stock of the day comes in the form of Tiger Royalties, which did chart before, and they just managed to flick the top of that rising trend channel from July to around 0.95. 0.95, still the target on an end-of-day close basis, and if we can get through that on a 2 to 3 month view, we could hopefully be heading for that December resistance line projection at 1.4 pence over coming months. This stage only really back below the 50-day line at 0.6, really delaying the upside scenario, but we've had another situation where the shares have gapped through the 50-day line, which was the reason and is the reason for looking at them today. We also had a gap at the beginning of the year in January, and so when you see these unfilled gaps on a stock or on a market, that tends to be the sign of a multi-bagger move, and we've seen that in many situations so far this year. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.